Detroit podcast rolls on. Well, ever since his name was said with the number 3 overall pick in the MLB draft, this is a moment that we, and I know you, have been waiting for. Jackson Jobe, the high school pitcher of the year, according to Baseball America, joins us here on the RTD. Jackson, thank you very much for taking some time with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Congratulations. What a year for you. I mean, have these last 2 weeks been just the craziest 2 weeks of your life?
They really have. It's been a mix of a lot of emotions, a lot of stress, a lot of excitement, there's a lot of unknown. So I'm just happy to be here and looking forward to what's in store in the future.
So I looked at your high school numbers and I had to start doing math, which is something I don't enjoy doing. But if you pitch 51 and two thirds innings in a season, that means you have retired exactly 155 batters. Then I realized you struck out 122 of them. So I guess you could say it was a good year.
Yeah, I had a good year and we ended up winning state championship too. So I made it even better.
That's outstanding. I mean, give us an idea of how busy you've been. Like, what's been normal for you the last week or two?
Oh, so the last week, me and Isaac flew in on Monday.
You're talking about Isaac Pacheco, the Tigers' second round pick?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's my roommate. So we both got here Monday, and then we've been here for, let's say, Tuesday since Monday. So it's been a lot, but we finally signed the papers on Friday and it made it official and then started practice on Saturday. But it's all about just trying to get acclimated to professional baseball and get a taste of what that's like before the spring. But so far I'm loving it. I'm getting to hang out with all the guys, getting to learn a lot from the coaching staff and all the guys they have here. So it's been awesome. I'm loving it right now.
So I want to get back to the fact that you're rooming with Isaac Pacheco. And from what I understand, this is not the first time that you have roomed with Isaac Pacheco. We'll come back to that. But for right now, what I'd like to do is I wanted to play you a clip of Scott Plice, who I know you've gotten to know well over the last couple of weeks. We had him on the show last week and we asked him about where the Tigers had you on their draft board. Are you ready to hear this?
Sure, let's do it.
Is it fair to say that Jackson Jobe was the number one player on your board on draft night?
Oh, he was definitely the number one guy on our board that night. I mean, like I said, a lot of work goes into it. And the guy that gets on top of that is talked about, obviously, a lot. And he worked his way in there. I shouldn't say worked his way in there. He sat on top. And we talked about everybody. A good firm debate and back and forth on all the players, just to make sure that, that we're getting the right player. You know, those conversations happened and we beat up a lot of guys talking about him because there was some, obviously, we had a great pick in 3 and there's talented kids there. So we talked about quite a few of them and we came up with the idea that Jackson was the best.
How do you feel when you hear that? Number one on a team's draft board, a major league team's draft board.
I just wish I would have known that, 2 weeks ago. It would have taken a lot of stress away from me, honestly. but no, it's awesome. It still really hasn't all hit me yet that I'm here, that I'm playing for the Tigers, I'm a professional baseball player. It's a dream come true. So it's pretty special.
Do you ever wonder what those conversations are like in those draft rooms? I mean, like, I think one of the things we're always trying to figure out is about ourselves or how we're perceived or what things we do well or what things we need to work on. And of course, you're going to work with a lot of guys over the next couple of years who will help refine your game and to teach you those points. But I mean, how much do you wonder about they're willing to take me at number 3? What in the world were they talking about for all this time to make me that pick?
I definitely, it's definitely run through my mind, trying to figure out what they think about me. At the end of the day, I try to just, not think about too much of the outside stuff and kind of just control what I can control. And right now that's being in Lakeland, working out and trying to get in best shape as I can to get ready for the spring. And then we'll see where that takes us.
Talk to me about your slider. We had Brian Sikowski from Perfect Game, and he said, and I quote, Jackson Job's slider moves through dimensions. Is that true? Does it actually do that?
I don't know. I don't think they have anything to measure that right now in this day and age. So maybe it does and maybe it doesn't. But I mean, I didn't really know I had a good slider until really my junior year. That's when they brought out all the spin rate and everything. And when I first heard it, I had no idea what it meant. Yeah, it's a nice tool to have. I was blessed with that ability to throw that pitch. So I'm going to try to keep refining it and make it as best as possible with the help of the guys in the Tigers organization.
Take me back to high school in Oklahoma, because you were a shortstop and probably would have gotten drafted, perhaps very highly as one. What were you like as a pitcher early in your high school career before you realized the numbers on that slider and the rest of the stuff that you had?
When I got into high school, like you said, I was more of a shortstop, and then kind of had pitching in my back pocket. I'd always had a pretty decent arm growing up. So a lot of times I'd just get thrown in there for the last inning or the last two innings and get up there and just be a guy that has a good arm, throws pretty hard, and get a few outs towards the end of the game. So yeah, that was kind of my role, play shortstop majority of the time, come in and throw an inning or two when they need me. I wasn't really ever the main guy that they wanted me on the mound in game one of a big series type of thing. So yeah, it's pretty funny how that all worked out. It also helps me because I don't have very much mileage on my arm, but with that, I don't have as much experience. So that's kind of the one thing I'm trying to do right now, soak up as much information as I can and try to apply that for, you know, when I need it.
What made things click on the mound towards the end as opposed to the beginning? Was it simply having seen the numbers on some of your pitches, some of the data?
I think it honestly was just growing up physically. You know, as a kid, as a freshman and a sophomore, I was pretty below average as far as physical development goes. So I was a little behind everybody. Junior year, things started to creep up and I started to gain a lot of weight. I started to get a better feel for my body, and that transferred over to my mechanics, which helped my velocity, which then helped my, you know, slider and everything. So I think it was just a matter of time before everything kind of clicked, and I'm glad it happened when it did.
Since we didn't see you on camera, describe your draft night experience.
Oh man. So the draft started at, I want to say the first pick was at 6:07. And so I didn't have a big draft party. I had probably 15 people over total, had some family, had some friends. And it was different than last year's draft, apparently, because, you know, I was supposed to have an idea a day before of kind of who was going to take me or whatever. That ended up not happening. So probably got 4 hours of sleep the night before, showed up, sat down at six, turned on the draft. And, you know, I had heard different scenarios of if the Pirates took this person, then Detroit's taking this person at three. So I saw Henry Davis go at one. I was like, man, like, I don't know if that was, you know, supposed to happen. You know, everyone was saying the Pirates were going to do something crazy. So, I mean, I didn't really know what to expect. And they called my name at three, and I couldn't even believe it. I was so excited. Everybody went crazy. So it was awesome.
So is it fair to say that you didn't expect Detroit to take you, given what the situation was when that number three pick came around?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, I knew they liked me, and they came into my house and they were awesome, made me feel super comfortable, and like to think I did the same to them. But I mean, you hear so much about the high school pitcher and all the risk that comes with it. So that was really the only knock on me, I feel like. So, I mean, yeah, that was kind of the only thing I was worried about, because I know it's a risk to take me at that high in the draft. But, you know, I think that I'll be all right. And I'll just continue to work hard and, you know, hopefully be in Detroit soon, be winning some baseball games.
It sounds like you've done some homework on this. You have a pretty good idea as to what would make teams gun shy about using such a high pick on a high school right-handed pitcher. But what things can you control that no matter who you are, no matter what your profile looks like, what makes that irrelevant?
I think work ethic, 100%, the work you put in the off season, and you know, you end up getting results in the spring that come from that. So I worked my tail off when did all right in the high school season. And I think that's when people kind of realize we can look past this whole high school right-handed pitcher demographic and take this guy. So yeah, I'm thankful and I'm excited, and we'll kind of see where it all goes.
I remember hearing from a baseball coach who was in the SEC, who was very close friends with the person or people who had recruited you to play college ball at Ole Miss. And they had said to him, man, best high school pitcher I've ever seen. So the fact that at least we've got that going for us. You mentioned on that call that you did with Detroit media that you had your contract terms worked out before the day that you signed, which was just a couple of days ago. So how and when did that come together?
Oh, I think it was draft day or maybe the day after. But yeah, they had a verbal agreement on what the money was going to be. So, I mean, yeah, it worked out. It was a good situation. They were awesome about it. Didn't try to pull anything on me. So it all went really well.
Have the Tigers explained their plans for you this season?
Yeah, that's the kind of the only thing people ask. And then I say, you know, I don't really know at the moment, but they have a 5-6 week plan for me right now to get me built up to throw off the mound. So they really just said to communicate, let them know how my arm feels. So I'm just going to take it day by day. And if I can pitch at the end of the season, then great. No, if not, then I'll just get ready to throw in October, I think, is when they have instructional leagues. So I'm excited. I definitely want to be on the mound and compete. It's been a while, so we'll just kind of see. But I don't want to rush into anything this early.
So there is a chance that we see you on the mound, whether it be somewhere in the FCL or maybe in low A or something like that at some point this season. Is that still on the table?
Yeah, I think there's a chance. But at the same time, you know, like I said, I don't want to rush into anything too early and do something not smart. So we'll kind of just see how it goes, go from there. But yeah, the best case scenario, I'd be doing that. So you know, we'll see.
I love that we're talking to you from your room in Lakeland, Florida, where Isaac Pacheco is your roommate. I know he's not too far away from us right now. So Isaac, good morning. You talked about having Isaac as someone who understood what you were going through because it was sort of happening to the both of you simultaneously. How much of an advantage was that? Because you guys knew each other before you got to the Tigers.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it was an advantage, but it was definitely, you know, kind of something to where it made me feel more comfortable being able to talk to him about certain things, whether a team said something or did something and he can tell me like, oh yeah, like they did the same thing, like you're all good type of thing. So I don't know, there's a lot that happens in the year leading up to the draft. You know, I had probably 30 Zoom meetings in the fall, and then, you know, had a bunch of people come to your games in the spring, and people want to talk to you here and there, and there's different things you can do and things you're advised not to do. So there's just a lot going on, and obviously you're super young and it's your first experience with all that, so you don't really know how to handle everything. So yeah, I mean, he was awesome to have. I mean, we had the same agent, so we were both on the same page with everything.
The simple mileage, because you mentioned mileage or the lack of mileage on your arm. How many innings total would you say you threw in high school?
Are we including like summer ball as well?
Sure.
Okay. Somewhere in the ballpark of, we'll go 115, 120, maybe somewhere around there.
Talk about leaving a good impression. Do you wish you could still play shortstop?
Oh yeah. Like I said something to, the infield guy here, like kind of messing around, like, hey, y'all, I'll see you in the infield here in a second. He was just like, nope. And I was like, all right, well, I tried. That's all he can do.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned, you know, just throwing 115-ish innings between high school and summer ball. and you had a lot of scouts watching you pitch. What did you learn about managing the nerves when scouts started showing up at your games? Because look, by this time next year, you could be pitching in front of 9,000 fans in West Michigan. And then fast forward a couple of years, maybe 40,000 fans in Detroit. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, and not, you know, I'll come back to that in a second, but to get really locked in your warm up and in your pre-throwing routine. That way you don't get lost in anything during or right before you go out. And, you know, at the end of the day, like I said earlier, you can, you just got to try to control what you can control. And, when I'm getting ready to throw and I'm getting on the mound, all I'm really thinking about is getting the hitter out. So all the outside noise, all that kind of takes care of itself the second the batter steps in the box. So, I think I've done a pretty good job of it, but I mean, in the back of your mind, you always know that there's guys there. So it's definitely something you have to be aware of, not getting too lost in it.
Jackson Jobe has been gracious enough to join us here on the RTD. Before we go, what are you most looking forward to the rest of this season? You've got some work ahead of you and maybe some games at some point, but what are you excited about?
I think just being around the guys here, you know, all the players, the coaches have been awesome. I mean, everybody talks about how amazing the player development staff is and everything and how much they know, and you know, they're great people too. So they're awesome to be around, and it makes it a lot easier because you hear a lot about the minor leagues and how hard it is, and you know, you're at the field all day, but when I'm there with everybody, it's a lot of fun. So I enjoy it. It doesn't feel like I have a job. It just feels like I'm doing what I love with people that love the game.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky in that way. We get to go play baseball for a living, in your case, and of course, a lot of your teammates. And we're so excited for you. And we're so excited, of course, for Isaac as well, who we are going to get at some point on this podcast at some point before the end of the season. But Jackson, today is about you. Congratulations on being that number 3 overall pick. It's so exciting for you, for your family, for the Tigers. And thanks so much for giving us a few minutes here on the Road to Detroit podcast. Best of luck.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.